Think of Scotland and you think of the sound of bagpipes, or maybe you try hard not to. Not everyone loves that distinctive bagpipe sound. People on the Royal Mile in Edinburgh have been complaining that bagpipe street musicians are making too much noise, so now the police have told pipers to pipe down and stop busking on Scotland's most famous street. The World's Carol Zoll has more.
In Scotland, there's no more iconic sight than a lone piper standing on Edinburgh's famous cobbled Royal Mile, piping against a background of ancient buildings. But that may be about to change.
If I play the pipes in the Royal Mile again, I face the risk of having my instrument taken away.
That's Glyn Morris. He's been piping on the Mile for 12 years, and he's one of many pipers who've been asked by the police to stop playing there. If they don't, the police say they'll arrest them and charge them with disturbing the peace. Morris says that he understands people's complaints, but pipers want to play in this prime tourist location.
I wouldn't want somebody standing outside my window at all times of day playing, you know, but that's really not what we actually do. We're just maybe wanting a couple of hours a day, and that's all.
But the Royal Mile isn't only a tourist spot. People live and work there, too. Colin Keir is on the Edinburgh City Council.
It's not that we are completely against piping. It's a tradition which identifies Scotland. But, you know, in a living, working environment, you need a balance. And if you have half a dozen pipers within, say, even 50 yards, all playing different tunes, it can get a little bit overpowering.
Keir says that pipers from all over come to Edinburgh in the summer months and set up shop within 30 or 40 yards of each other.
Well, I'm sure you can imagine what maybe a dozen bagpipers playing different tunes may sound like.
Some on the Mile have welcomed the ban, but Glyn Morris says that many others see things differently.
A lot of people are extremely annoyed at the thought that you can't see a piper on the Royal Mile in Edinburgh.
And Tom Jameson says he'll be sad to see the pipers go. He works in a shop on the Mile called Bagpipes Galore.
We get an awful lot of American visitors who frequently ask where they could hear the bagpipes being played. And we always say if you walk further on up the street, you'll hear someone playing.
Glyn Morris says he hopes that's not gone forever. He and other pipers are hoping to work out a compromise with Royal Mile residents so that the skirl of the bagpipes may yet return, at least for a few hours a day. For The World, I'm Carol Zoll.